Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Next of instruction, text number 3. Utsahan Nishchayat Daryat Tat-Tat Karma Pravartanat Sangha Tyagat Sato Rite Shadbir Bhakti Prasidyati Utsahan Nishchaya Daryat Tat-Tat Karma Pravartanat Sangha Tyaga Sito Rite Shadvir Bhakti Prasidyati Utsahanishaya Darya Tata Karma Favartana Sangha Tyaga Sito Rite Shadvir Bhakti Prasidyati Utsahan by enthusiasm, Nishchayat by confidence, Daryat by patience, Tat-Tat Karma, various activities favorable for devotional service, Pravartanat by performing, Sangha Tyagat by giving up the association of nine devotees. Sata of the great acharyas. Rite by following the footsteps. Shadi by these six. Bhakti devotional service. Prasidyati advances or becomes successful. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. One, be enthusiastic. Two, endeavoring with confidence. Three, being patient. Four, acting according to regular principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These 6 principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. Purport. Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental activity or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. So Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that devotional service means anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karma deravritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. That devotional service means without jnana and karma, or at least uncovered by jnana and karma. Karma means the tendency to want to get results from our work or to enjoy sense gratification in the material world. And jnana means to speculate how to get free from the material world. So both jnana and karma, if they cover bhakti, if one forgets about Krishna and devotional service, then that's considered to be unfavorable. Of course, one can use knowledge and one can use activities in Krishna's service, but such activities and such reasoning should help one remember Krishna rather than forget him. And when one is rendering service to Krishna, then at the same time one should do something which is favorable to Krishna. And that activity should also be pleasing to Krishna. just like Dantavakra warred against Krishna on the outside of the city of Dwarka. So that fighting was pleasing to Krishna, but the mood of Dantavakra when he fought against Krishna was unfavorable towards Krishna. Therefore, it's not considered to be bhakti. Similarly, one may do something in a favorable mood to Krishna, but if it's not pleasing to Krishna, then it's also not considered to be bhakti. Therefore, Prabhupada explains that bhakti is a sort of cultivation. It's not simply idle meditation for those who don't want to do anything. And Prahlad Maharaj has explained what is that process. It is 9 different activities, beginning with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, serving Krishna's lotus feet, etc. And of all the different processes, the first and the most important process is Shravanam, because without Shravanam, one cannot execute the other activities either. And for hearing what Krishna has to say, one has to approach the other or some authorized person who is coming in the line of the civil succession from Krishna. The spiritual master, as it explains here, Tadvidi Pranipatena, Pari Prashnena Sevaya, Upadeksyanti Te Gyanam, Gyaninas Tatvadarshanha. The spiritual master is one who repeats the same message as Krishna repeated it, or as Krishna spoke it. In other words, one who hears from Krishna, or one who hears the same message as Krishna spoke, then that is called the line of the super succession. So such hearing, because Krishna is perfect, and whatever he says is perfect, similarly one who repeats exactly what Krishna says, he's also perfect. So hearing is meant to hear from Krishna or from Krishna's representative. And it is said that Tadviganartam Sagurum Eva Vigachet Samitpani Strotriyam Brahmanishtam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended this also, this hearing process from the disciple succession. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one is very fortunate if he somehow or another comes in contact with Krishna or one who's repeating Krishna's message. As we can see that most people in the material world are neither they're interested in repeating Krishna's message or in hearing Krishna's message. Therefore, somehow or another, if one can get the association of those who are interested in what Krishna has to say, then one is very fortunate. So basically, as it says here, that the material world is a prison house, that the living entity by nature, although he's Anandamaya, he's by nature blissful, somehow or another he comes to the prison house in order, because he wants to separately enjoy from Krishna. So at that time he wanders from one species of life to another, from one planet to another, until finally he's fortunate enough to get the human form of life where he gets the opportunity to hear from Krishna or from Krishna's representative. Therefore, one should accept the opportunity to go back to the spiritual world with great enthusiasm, that no one can do anything or make any progress in any field unless he's very enthusiastic. So that enthusiasm means action. Prabhupada will later on define enthusiasm as activities executed in Krishna consciousness with intelligence. That means enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is not simply blind fanaticism or mindlessly doing some activity, fanatically doing it. It means to execute one's activities with intelligence and in Krishna consciousness, to be able to see things in relation to Krishna and to rely upon Krishna for the proper way of doing things. Krishna is in everyone's heart, giving everyone remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And one who relies upon Krishna, then Krishna gives one special intelligence, so that one is able to remember him in Krishna consciousness, and at the same time, do exactly what Krishna wants. In other words, it's hard to say exactly what Krishna wants, but Krishna basically wants everyone to become Krishna conscious. And at the same time, he, for one who's engaged in Krishna's service, he specifically wants that devotee to make spiritual progress. So one who sees things in relation to Krishna and relies upon Krishna, especially the super soul within the heart, for the intelligence by which he can do things so he can make progress in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna gives that devotee special intelligence so that he can remain fixed on the spiritual platform. That being remain fixed on the spiritual platform and associating with Krishna naturally means that one will become very ecstatic because one will get personally Krishna's association. I was reading today about the Avanti Brahmin who was a very wealthy person. In his previous life, he was a merchant and he was making so much money. But he was a miser. And therefore, he would not even spend for ordinary maintenance of his own body, nor would he give any money for his children or his family or anyone else. Therefore, everyone began to despise him and dislike him. But still, he was a miser. But because he was so miserly, the deities, the five deities of the family or the fire or whatever, everyone became displeased with him, even the demigods. And they gradually took away all his wealth. So by providence in the form of fires or thieves or by his own family members stealing from him, he gradually became bereft of all wealth. And therefore, although he was a miserly person, he developed some renunciation because he had some good qualities also, which were hidden by his bad ones. So he became renounced. Gave up all material attachment and became a mendicant. So he realized that my purpose is simply to fix my mind upon Krishna. So in all circumstances, when he was begging, sometimes people would give him some nice alms, and sometimes people would beat him, they'd spit on him, they'd pass urine on him or the food that was offered to him. But in any case, he remained fixed on the transcendental platform, knowing very well that these things have nothing to do with me, that I am a spiritual being, transcendental to this material world, that this identification with this gross and subtle body is simply an illusion. Therefore, in all circumstances, he remained fixed in Krishna consciousness, undisturbed by whatever good or evil was passing externally to his material body. So this is called enthusiasm. When one is indifferent to the external activities in the material world, but always remains fixed in devotional service to Krishna, always having Krishna's association through transcendental meditation and knowledge. So one has to come to that platform of enthusiasm where ups and downs in the material world do not disturb one's association with Krishna through transcendental service and meditation. So Krishna explains that here, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagada vyaktamurtina matstani sarabhutani nachaham teshavastitaha. That everything is Krishna's energy. Krishna pervades everything through his energies, and therefore nothing is really different from Krishna. And one who sees like that, he can use everything in Krishna's service, knowing well that everything is Krishna's energy is meant for his pleasure. And Prabhupada writes, we use so many things in this Krishna consciousness movement, the dictaphone, the tape recorder, everything in Krishna's service. Although the person who created the microphone and the dictaphone had no desire to use it in Krishna's service, but the devotees know that that's what it was actually meant for. So, Prabhupada writes that the execution The devotee, knowing well that everything is meant for Krishna's service, he utilizes everything that he can. This is called endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness, called utsaha or enthusiasm. So the devotee, he learns how to utilize everything, find the correct use for everything in devotional service. Now, that is the expertise of the devotee. Prabhupada was particularly noted for that because he knew how to engage everything and everyone in Krishna's service, whoever came or whatever. Just like one time, one of his early disciples, Upendra, it was, I guess, 1967 or something. He was initiated in San Francisco, and he gave his guru dakshin to Prabhupada, his baby bib. You know, bibs that they put in. And a little towel he used as a child, a little baby towel. So when he gave, this is his guru dakshin, when Prabhupada received it, he threw it off to the side and said, "This is useless." So Penrith was very hurt that my spiritual master has rejected my offering. So he felt very unhappy because he felt it was a very sincere offering. So the next day he came and he saw that Prabhupada had put the little towel and the baby bib out on the floor for guests to sit on. So then he felt very pleased that now he's utilizing my offering. So Prabhupada, useless offering, but still Prabhupada knew how to utilize it. Similarly, Prabhupada engaged so many young boys and girls in so many different types of activities. He put some trust in them and engaged them in devotional service, telling them to open temples and giving them responsibility, when indeed they were not really capable of doing such activities. But because they had faith in Prabhupada and Krishna as the Super Soul helped them out, therefore Prabhupada knew how to engage people in devotional service. Just like one devotee said that one in this Prabhupada video, there was a professor, and he mentions that when he first came, he saw that these devotees were quite untogether, or you could say spaced out. But still, he told them, one of them, to immediately start a newspaper or a magazine. And this devotee said, "I had no experience with a magazine. How to do a magazine. So how should I do it?" He asked Prabhupada. He said, "You just do it." So he knew nothing about making magazines, but still, because Prabhupada told him to do it, he did it. And he began back to Godhead. Of course, he was also, this particular devotee, had some talent. He was a writer. But in any case, Prabhupada told them to do it, and therefore they did it. And with faith, somehow or another, they got to engage in Krishna's service that way. And Prabhupada says that, this, as far as patience goes, that one should be very patient in executing devotional service. Prabhupada utilizes the example of this movement that in the beginning there was no response. It's very hard for us to understand what no response means. Unless you've been to New York and you go down to the Bowery, and then you can understand what New York is like, what it's like not to get any response in New York. In any case, Prabhupada first came for a whole year, there seemed to be no response. Even the people he was relying upon, Prabhupada is living in the loft of David Allen. I don't know what the name of these, but anyhow, his name was Paul, actually. Bhakta Paul. So Bhakta Paul, he was taking LSD. But Prabhupada still thought, somehow or another, he could become his first disciple. So Prabhupada's first disciple, which he cultivated for some months, wound up going after Prabhupada with a knife on one bad LSD trip. And Prabhupada had to leave the apartment. So that was his first disciple. So that wasn't a very good response. And then he had to go and he had moved in with one meat eater who had his liberated wife there. One black man who had a liberated wife, and she didn't like Prabhupada. So even Prabhupada would ask her to get a glass of water, she'd say, get it yourself. And Prabhupada had to put his food into their refrigerator, which also had meat in it. So this was quite difficult for Prabhupada in the first year. No one really understood what he was doing. Even one man came, a reporter, and he was looking around for Prabhupada to give him to an interview, and he seemed like everyone there was completely spaced out and had no idea what they were doing. Some people, I remember when I first came, some people would come, they'd start chanting, and they thought the idea of the chanting was to merge into the chanting. So many conceptions. In any case, Prabhupada was very patient, and after some time, the first disciples came, and they were, most of them were hardly any disciples either. Prabhupada was quite patient, and gradually the movement actually took off by his potency and Krishna's mercy, which is none different. Prabhupada gives the example that a woman may marry, but she cannot expect a child immediately. She has to be patient, and if she serves her husband faithfully, then in the due course of time, she may become pregnant and then give birth to a child. So in the same way, if one executes devotional service with patience, then gradually one is sure to come to the perfectional stage. But one has to be very enthusiastic about following the regular principles, especially hearing, chanting, and remembering. And unless one follows the regular principles, he may be patient, but he won't get anywhere. So very enthusiastically, one should be, and patiently, one should follow the regular principles of devotional service, and this way make gradual progress. And then Prabhupada writes that one should also be willing to give up the association of undesirable persons that include jnanis, karmis, and yogis. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once asked by one of his householder devotees, what is the criteria by which one can become advanced in devotional service? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said that asat sang tyag e vaishnavachar stri sangi eka asadu krishna bhakta ar. The most important principle is that one should give up the association of non-devotees. Asat sang tyag e vaishnavachar stri sangi eka asadu krishna bhakta ar. So, the non-devotees means that those who are against Krishna, those who are simply interested in sense gratification, and those who don't follow the regular principles. So all these type of persons should immediately be given up. Otherwise, if one associates with them, one is sure to fall down from devotional service. On the other hand, Narottam Das Thakur has sung that Bhakti Sangha Sanivas. Bhakti Sanivas. Tandera Charna Sevi Bhakti Sanivas. That one should live in the company of the pure devotees, because in the company of pure devotees, one is sure to hear about Krishna and come to the understanding of what Krishna consciousness is. So for that reason, Prabhupada has created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that the devotees can live together and spend their time hearing and chanting about Krishna. So Prabhupada writes that Sitovrite means that we're engaging ourselves or we're scheduling our lives in such a way that throughout the 24 hours a day, we're constantly engaged in something in relationship to Krishna. So that if one follows strictly this advice of Rupa Goswami, namely being enthusiastic, being patient, being confident, avoiding the association of non-devotees, and following the footsteps of previous authorities, then one is sure to rise up to the platform of Krishna consciousness. So I think we'll stop here for now. Are there any questions? Well, who's around in that movie? I haven't heard very much about him lately. He's probably still around. I don't think he ever really followed. He was more or less like a scholar or something. He didn't have... But as far as following devotional service, he was more of a scholar than he was a devotee. Well, I haven't heard very much about him. Yes. What's that? Well, if Krishna reveals himself and gives one intelligence, then one can be confident. Otherwise, if one isn't bewildered by ignorance, then what is he confident about? It says, fools rush in where wise men dare to tread. So if one is bewildered by the modes of nature and he's confident, then it's not very, they don't go together. So confidence comes through becoming pure by Krishna revealing himself. Of course, that also depends upon the sincerity of the devotee. When Krishna sees the devotee is sincere, then he reveals himself. So it's a combination of the sincerity of the devotee, which is the fundamental principle for advancing, and getting Krishna's mercy. Yeah. Well, at least we should go up sometime. As far as how to remain there, that comes through experience. Generally, we're in the material world, we're enthusiastic when we get what we want, when we're depressed when we don't. So if we're enthusiastic to execute devotional service, when things are fairly good or under certain circumstances, that's good. And then when the circumstances change, still we should remain enthusiastic. We shouldn't follow our mind around. So even the circumstances may change, we have to practice. After all, sometimes we'll be in fairly good circumstances, and sometimes we'll be in circumstances where we're not so favorable. But we're practicing for the time of death, where we can remain in Krishna consciousness even in the most disturbing circumstance. Therefore, it's not just like, for instance, the Avanti Brahman, that he was very unfortunate, he was placed in such unfortunate circumstances that we should feel sorry for him. Because ultimately, we're all placed in very unfortunate circumstances that we have to die and leave this body. And that's the most unfortunate circumstance that everyone equally shares. So in any case, even in the most unfortunate circumstance, namely the time of death, we still have to remain in Krishna consciousness, each one of us. So we have to practice like that. Not that sometimes we see that the circumstance is not so favorable, why should I be enthusiastic? Well, we should understand that not only Krishna has placed me into the circumstance, but he's placed me into it so that I can be tested, so I can get a little experience of how to remain in Krishna consciousness even in difficulty. So that it's not a new thing for me, even when I have to leave my body. That I'm already experienced and I'm not even disturbed, even at that most difficult circumstance, because I'm already practiced how to tolerate difficulty. I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, nectar of instruction, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Gaur Premanande.